president. November 2012, Barack Obama becomes the first serving U.S. president to visit Burma. He meets with President Thein Sein, who has led a bold but cautious reform process since 2011 after decades of military rule, and Aung San Suu Kyi, who had visited the White House a few months before. Now, Mr. Thein Sein reciprocates, the first Burmese president to visit the White House in nearly 50 years. Retired diplomat Priscilla Clapp, chief of mission in Rangoon from 1999 to 2002, calls Thein Sein's visit a piece of history.
There's only been one other occasion when the head of state from Burma at that time, Myanmar now, visited here, and this was Ne Win in 1966.
After decades of political upheaval in Burma, the Obama administration continues to press for more progress on human rights and political and economic reforms. Aung Thein is a former political prisoner in Burma. Now living in the United States, he continues to advocate for full democracy.
They believe that their best option for the further improvement in Burma is to continue to engage with President Thein Sein and continue to encourage him to do more.
The ability of Burma's government to fully resolve ongoing ethnic tensions and religious violence will have a major bearing on success. Priscilla Clapp identifies two other keys to stable democracy and a free market economy.
Dealing with corruption and instituting transparency everywhere, not only in the government but in the economic system. The biggest problem right now is that everything is opaque, and that is just a ready-made situation for corruption of the worst sort. And they recognize it.
Aung San Suu Kyi spoke about the reform process last year.
The most difficult time in any transition is when we think that success is in sight. Then we have to be very careful that we are not lured by a mirage of success.
Ahead of the Thein Sein visit, the Burmese government released some political prisoners. Activist Aung Thein is hopeful for the future of his country, but urges Mr. Obama to press for full unconditional release of all political prisoners.
I believe that this visit, Obama will take this opportunity to press President Thein Sein more and more to move forward with the significant outcomes.
The White House says President Thein Sein's visit underscores President Obama's commitment to supporting and assisting governments that embrace reform and helping Burma's people realize the full potential of their country. Dan Robinson, VOA News, The White House.